Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaiter Masachtis Nazir Perik Ches Mishnah Beis. If you think that the Nazir in the previous Mishnah had problems, listen to this Mishnah, but don't worry. We'll figure a way out for him as well. Okay. We've already mentioned what a Mitzayra Mukhlet is. Someone sees a Nega, comes to the Kohen says, oy vey, that is a Nega. For sure a Nega. No, I'm not going to lock you up for 7 days. There's no question here. This is a Nega. When the Nega heals, he's going to have to shave his entire goof, including his head, twice, with 7 days in between. Now, what if he's a Nazir that became a Mitzayra? And a Mitzayra Mukhlet? The Kohen says, now you're for sure a Mitzayra. Now he's healed. So the days that he was a Mitzayra, we learned before, doesn't count toward his Naziris. Or he doesn't lose his original days. Let's say it's day number 15. He becomes a Mitzayra. So until he's Mitar himself from his Tziras, those days don't count. But he doesn't lose the first days. When he becomes Tar from his Tziras, he starts counting Vayter 16, 17, 18, and so on. But he can't become Tar from his Tziras until he does Tiglachas. That's also the Mitzayra. But a Nazir is not allowed to do Tiglachas. Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair until he finishes his days of Naziris, or if he becomes Tamei Meis, and none of that happened here. So we learned already, Asei Daichalaisa say, the Asei of a Mitzayra shaving his hair is Daichal, the Laisa say that a Nazir cannot shave his hair. So again, we have here a Nazir. The Nazir became a Mitzayra Mukhlet. The Kohen says, sorry, you are a Mitzayra. He's healed, there's going to be one Tiglachas, 7 days later another Tiglachas. The days he was a Mitzayra and those 7 days don't count for his Naziris. Those 7 days between one Tiglachas and the other Tiglachas, remember what they're called? Learned about it earlier. They're called Yemei Safrai. Now, what do we have over here? In our Mishnah, we have a Nazir who may or may not be Tamei. And he may or may not be a Mitzayra Mukhlet. He has two Sveikais. This man is standing here, he says he's a Nazir, but he doesn't know if he's Tamei or not. And then he may be a Mitzayra, doesn't know if he's a Mitzayra Mukhlet or not. Well, we have to help him. Now, if he knew for sure that he was Tamei Meis, and he was for sure a Mitzayra Mukhlet, and that he was healed, he's actually going to have to shave, you hear this, 4 times. Twice to be Mitzayra himself in his Tziras, like we explained. Once, 7 days later, again, that's Revi Mitzayra. And another 2 times, because he was a Nazir that became Tamei. A Nazir that becomes Tamei has to do Tiglachas Tumah. He's Mitayr himself, he brings the Karbanos. He has to recount days and then do Tiglachas Tahara, the Tiglachas of a Tar Nazir, when his Naziris is finished. But this Nazir is not sure if he's a Mitzayra or not. So here's my problem. If he's for sure a Mitzayra, I say, okay, do Tiglachas. Yeah, but I'm a Nazir. No, I say Dechalais, I say. You have an Asay to do Tiglachas, because a Mitzayra has to do Tiglachas. But I can't tell him to for sure do Tiglachas. Because I don't know for sure that he's a Mitzayra. What if he's not a Mitzayra? Then it turns out he's a Nazir shaving his hair, Stamazai. But don't worry, we're going to have to figure something out for him. We have to have a way out. We can't leave someone in a matziv of tum. Let me just ask you something. How someone is a Nazir Tamei Misafik? Okay, someone says, you know, I'm telling you, I saw one of you two walk by or walk into an Oyel HaMeis, I'm not sure which one it was. How can a person be a Mitzayra Safik? Either he is or he isn't. And the answer is, let's say you have 2 people. One of them is a Nazir. Both came to a Kohen to show their Nega. The Kohen was Mitama one, he was Mitar the other. He said, this Nega, oh boy, this is a Nega. The other one, he says, this is Tar. Both were healed, and we don't remember who was the Tamidika one, who was the Taradika one. There are other possibilities of a Mitzayra. That would be L'chayr, the simplest case to understand. So again, let's see our Mishnah. Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis, Nazir Shayatame B'Safik. On the one hand, he's a Nazir Tame B'Safik. On the other hand, he's a Mukhlet B'Safik. Maybe he's a Mitzayra. Zak the Mishnah. Oichel B'Kachim. He will be able to eat Kachim only Acher Shishim Yayim, after 60 days, not before that. A Mitzayra cannot eat Kachim until he brings his Karbanos, until he finishes his whole Seder of Tahara. In this case, that won't happen before 60 days. How long before he can drink wine? Ami Matam Alameisim, in other words, that he's totally clear of all his Naziris obligations? Sagt the Mishnah v'shoyse yayin umetame lemesim. He will only be able to drink wine and be metame himself lemesim acher meyav esrim yayin, after 120 days. Why so long? Why can't we just say right away, due to glachas, you're a metzaira, you're allowed to? Well, here's the catch, like we explained. Shetiglachas hanega, the shaving of a metzaira because of a nega. Doichet tiglachas hanazir, the assay of the metzaira. Shaving pushes away the iser that the nazir has to shave during the days of his naziris. But that's only bezman shehi vadai. I have to know for sure that he's a metzaira. Avol bezman shehi safik, being that in this case, I'm not sure if he's a metzaira or not. Ein adoicha. I can't tell him to do tiglachas in order to fulfill what he has to do as a metzaira until I know for sure he's finished with his naziris. Okay, so of course we could just stop over here and take the Mishnah's word for it, that he can't eat kach until after 60 days, and he can't drink wine, and he metam himself lemesim until after 120 days. But as you can see over here from the Batanura, now this requires a lot of understanding. Where did we get these numbers from? Kachim only after 60 days, and to be metar himself in his naziris only after 120 days. So if you want to go through the Batanura over here and learn it thoroughly, that would be gevalik. We'll try to make it as simple as possible. I can't let him eat kachim till after 60 days. A metzaira, even after he's healed from his tziras, is now allowed to eat kachim until he brings his karbonis. And he can't bring his karbonis until he's metar himself, and he has to do these two shavings, once and then 7 days later again. He can't do the shavings because he's a nazir. And I can't say a say d'echolaisa say because I'm not sure there's an assay. So when do I have a window where I could allow him to shave and he's not over any iser of nazir? And the answer is at the end of every 30 days. I need to clear him for his naziris before he can start the shavings of the mitzvah. He's a nazir tamei, which means maybe he did not become tamei. That means you have to finish counting 30 days. At the end of 30 days, he can shave. Memanoshach means one way or another. If he did not become tamei, so now you finish your naziris. You need to glachas tahara. And if he's a mitzvah, fine. This is the first glachas, the first of the two that the mitzvah has to do. If he is the one that became tamei, so at the end of the 30 days, he has to do teglachas tumah. And now that becomes tamei, he has to do teglachas. But now he can't do a second teglachas for another 30 days. Every other mitzvah does it 7 days later. He can't, because maybe he's not a mitzvah. And maybe he was tamei meis. And therefore his first teglachas is teglachas tumah. And afterwards you have to count 30 days of your naziris. You don't get the days you counted till now. You lose all the days. So at the end of the second set of 30 days, he can once again shave memanavshach one way or another. If he never became tamei, so really he finishes naziris at the end of the first 30 days. Now he's not a nazir. He can shave. If he's a mitzaira, this is the second teglachas of the mitzaira. If he was tamei meis the first time, and he was not a mitzaira, okay, so you already shaved once for the fact that you became tamei. Now 30 days later, this is your teglachas tahari. You finish your regular naziris. So in order for him to have the two teglachas that a metzaira needs and not get tangled in Isurei Naziris, I need 60 days. Now he can bring the karbonis that a metzaira has to bring, and it's mutter for him to eat kachim. Really, what gets a little bit complicated is to know which karbonis he's going to bring. Maybe we'll soon get back to that. But now let's go a little bit weiter. What is the reason that he would not be able to get back to drinking wine and to be metame lemesim until after 120 days. Once again, our case, we have someone who's nebuch, a suffic nazir, and a suffic metzaira. So you already saw that in order for him, his tziras healed, his nega healed, but in order for him to put the tziras behind him so he can go back to his naziris, he needs 60 days. Because a metzaira needs two teglachas, like we explained beforehand. Normally, that would be 7 days apart. Because of the possibility of him being a nazir and maybe a nazir tamei, I can only do those two teglachas after 30 days, then after 30 days. So now, I did the two teglachas mitzoiras. But he has two more teglachas that he has to do. One for the possibility of being a nazir tamei, and then later for a nazir tars teglachas, when he finishes his naziris. So basically, it's 60 days plus another 60 days. 60 days again, like we just learned, for him to be able to do the two teglachas of Mitzayra. Now, that doesn't count for Naziris. You can't do teglachas for mitzayrus. Oh, it's good for mitzayrus. It's good for nazirus. What's the difference? Cutting is cutting. No. We learn from the psukim. Each one has to be l'shem that inyan. The teglachas for mitzayrus can't be used for nazirus also. So it took him 60 days to do two teglachas of mitzayrus. Now I need another 60 days. Because maybe he's a Nazir Tameh, maybe he's not. If I knew for sure he's a Nazir Tameh, he can do a Teglachas right away, but I don't know. Can't take a chance, he finishes regular 30 days. Maybe he's a Nazir Tar. After 30 days, I have to worry. Maybe he was a Nazir Tameh that has to recount his whole Naziris. And now he has to do another 30 days for his Naziris of Tahara. And then do that Teglachas. So it took him 60 days to deal with the two Teglachas of Mitzayra, and another 60 days to clear out this Suffolk Nazir Tameh, Suffolk Nazir Tar. And that's why he won't be able to drink wine or be metamel mesim until after 120 days. Again, if you can go through the whole batanura here inside, it's very geschmack, but we just gave you the basic idea of it. Now, the Gemara explains, you have the mission now. If you want, you can go on to the next mission, but let's just do this a little bit. Again, there's Nazir, Safik Nazir Tameh, Safik Nazir Tahar, Safik Mitzayra, Safik Not Mitzayra. He needs 60 days to be able to do the two teglachas for Mitzayr. He still didn't do his teglachas for Naziris, and he's going to need two teglachas for Naziris also, because maybe one is Nazir Tameh, then one for Nazir Tar. But right after he does the teglachas for the Mitzayr, and he finishes his Tahara, he's mutter to eat kachin. Yeah, but he still has to bring the karbonis for his Nazir Tameh and Nazir Tahar, because we're not sure which is which. But that's not going to stop him from eating kachin. What he had to do for a Mitzayr, that would have stopped him. Once that was taken care of, once that was brought, he has a green light for kachim. That's why we said to eat kachim, he needs 60 days. Now we're going back to deal with his naziris. So two teglachasin were done for his mitzara, one at the end of 30 days, one at the end of 60 days. Now we have teglachas 3 and 4. One for the possibility of him being a Nazir Tameh, and the other for, in case he was not a Nazir Tameh, we needed a whole Nazir Tahara. By his third teglachas, he's going to bring the chatas oif, which is part of the set for Nazir Tameh. That you could bring even on a suffix, like we discussed earlier. He's also going to bring an oilas behema. This could be possibly the first of the karbanis he needs for a Nazir Tahar. Now, suppose he was taka a mitzayra muchlet, and he was tumas meis. Okay, so with the first two teglachas, he went out of the Tumas Mitzayra. Now he's finishing off what could have been Nazirus Temeya, a Nazir that became Tameh. So because I don't know, I'm going to let him bring one of the three karbanas you need for a Nazir becomes Tameh. That's the Chatas Aif. The Chatas Aif, a bird Chatas, could be brought on a Suffolk as long as you don't eat it. If he was Taka a Nazir Tameh, so the Erlis Behem has no place over here, but no problem. There's always a default that if he doesn't need the oilas behemoth for his naziris, it's not a nedava. You could bring an oil for a nedava. Let's say he was just a mitzvah and he was not tomei meis. So now he has to bring his carbon tahara when he finishes his naziris. That's why he's bringing the oilas behemoth now. Either chatas oiv then has no place. Okay, but you could bring a chatas oiv on a suffolk. Not a chatas behemoth, but a chatas oiv you could bring on a suffolk as long as you don't eat it. Let's say he was only Tomei Mace, or for that matter, let's say he was never Tomei Mace. He didn't have Tumas Tzedas, didn't have Tumas Mace. The whole thing was just a maybe, but we know he was never Tomei. Klepeshmaya Galye was never Tomei. He doesn't need any carb. The Chatas Ha'if, Baruch Hashem, we didn't need it because it's Bala Suffolk. The Oilas Behema, okay, so it was Nedava. By his fourth Teglachas, which he has to do because maybe he was Tomei by his first Naziris and now he's doing Teglachas Tahara. And it would have been necessary if he was Taka Mitzayra and Tomei Meis. So now he's going to bring the full set. A Kevis La'oila, a Kivsa La'chatas, and a Ayah L'shlam. When it comes to the carbon, he's going to make it tonight. He's going to say, if the first Oila that I brought was for my Chayiv, because really I had finished earlier, let's say it was never a Nazir Tomei. So fine, this Oila is in a Dava. And if that one was an Adava, so this is my Chayiv. Wait, if that was a Chayiv, so how do you bring a Chatas and a Shlamim now? And the answer is, look, There were four cycles of 30 days over here. At one point, I was mechuyev achatas and ishlamim. At one point, I was a nazir tar. I don't know. Could be it was after the first 30 days. Could be I was never a mitzayda. Could be I was never a nazir tame. Could be I was a mitzayda. So it's only after the third time. Could be I was both a mitzayda and a nazir tame. So it's now, it's after the fourth time. But at one point, I was mechuyev achatas and ishlamim. So wherever it is, now I'm bringing it for that time. And Memela, he covers everything over here. Now, once again, the Mishnah concludes by saying the whole problem is that he's a Safik Mitzayra. If he was a Vade Mitzayra, he would be able to do Taglachas even during the days of his Nazirs. Now, there's a whole different Shaila here, which we won't get into. I just want you to know there is such a Shaila. And that is, what about the Isser of cutting off your payas or shaving your beard with a razor? If he's not mechuyev in Taglachas, how can he do it? So we're not going to get into it now. I just want you to know that is discussed over here.